The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, you're listening to my favorite Elliot Smith song. In this podcast, we try in our own very small way to keep Elliot Smith's legacy alive by speaking to well-known fans about their favorite song of his. So hi, and thank you very much for joining us for this episode. Our guest today is Laura Stevenson. Laura is a musician from New York who has released several albums over the course of her career, including most recently her record The Big Freeze, which came out in March this year. In addition to this, she's of course a big Elliot Smith fan too, and that's the reason we've got her on the show. You can very much hear some of Elliot's influences in her work, and in this interview we discuss where you can find those. We talk about covering the song Angel in the Snow, and we also look at her favourite song pick too. So here we go then. Without further ado, here's the interview I recorded with Laura.
I'm Laura Stevenson. I am from America. I'm a musician also. I would probably say Roman Candle from Roman Candle.
He played himself, didn't need me to give him hell.
Well, that was the first Elliot Smith song that I'd ever heard. And even though I got in like super into EXO after like years later, that song just kind of stays with me. It's a really special song to me. It's very visceral.
He could be cool and cruel to you. Me knew we'd put up with anything.
So when did you first hear the song?
A friend made me a mixtape, as people did a lot in the early 2000s. And I worked for a Greek restaurant and I was a delivery person. So I was always in my car delivering Greek food. And so I was like just asking friends to make me CDs of just stuff that I hadn't heard. And then one of my friends, I can't remember which friend, put that song on a mix of like a bunch of other shit. And I didn't even know, like, they didn't even put the names of all the people. So I didn't even know who the song was by for a really long time. It was just like on this CD that I would always listen to in my car. And it just like struck me. And then later on in my life, I found out that it was Elliot Smith. It's such an intense song. It is. And I just like connected with it, the sentiment of it. And I don't know, I was just drawn to it. It's like frantic. And then like the electric guitar is really like, there's like two notes that like grind against each other, you know, that are kind of dissonant. And that like builds this tension, but it's just so beautiful. And yeah, I just loved it so much.
I wanna hurt him. I wanna give him pain. I'm a Roman candle. My head is full of flame.
Do you think the song's about abuse, and is Elliot singing from the perspective of someone who's been abused?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of his private life, but as a bystander, it sounds like either it's parental figure or, I don't know, a partner or whatever, but it also sounds like he's trying to protect somebody else and be the protector from this person.
Say the name.
I'm a child of a violent parent. And so I just like, I very much connected with it, very, very much, of just feeling powerless, feeling full of rage and not knowing where to put it. And it feels like it's kind of turning in on himself, you know, it just kind of turns into this like sadness with this kind of revenge dream that's really like that gives him some sense of agency or power, you know, because at the end it gets like a little triumphant and the chords get really majory and he kind of is talking about getting revenge, but you know that that's not real kind of, and it's just like, I don't know, it was just a really special kind of empowering song in its way, even though you know that like nothing really like comes of it and the rage just kind of is sitting there and then just turning inward and becoming depression.
So did this song then, did it help you in terms of what you were going through or what you have been through?
Yeah, even though, you know, it doesn't really, didn't really change anything. And I think that for him, it didn't really change anything, but I think it's just getting it all on paper sort of, you know, and I've definitely done that in my own songwriting. And I definitely look back at that song as being like, even at the time where I didn't even know it, because I wasn't even really writing yet, that song really influenced my songwriting.
Wet heart, red, swollen cheeks, fall asleep.
This song is the first track on Roman Candle, his first solo album. What kind of a statement does that make, having this song there on his first solo record?
Well, I mean, like, this being the first song is pretty much like a punch in the stomach. It definitely makes a statement. And the rest of the record is really good, too. All the No Name songs are really beautiful. But this one, it's really such an incredible song. It's a very intense, I would say, yes, a very intense first statement as a solo artist.
I wanna hurt him. I wanna give him pain. I'm a Roman candle. My head is full of flames. I wanna hurt him. I wanna hurt him. I wanna hurt him. I wanna give him pain.
I mean, it gets super majory, which is really cool. It's super, like I said before, like triumphant. And I definitely unconsciously, but now that I'm like, I really dove back into this song once we said we were going to like talk about this song, I was like, hell yeah. And I just listened to it like a million times. And I definitely borrowed this structure in like a song that I did that has this kind of triumphant ending. But then I added trumpets because I'm, you know, melodramatic. It's a song called The Wheel. It's on a record called Wheel, which is confusing, but it definitely is. It's basically like a very similar, very, very similar like structure where it has this like minory kind of like haunting bit. And then the end is this triumphant revenge situation with trumpets. But there's parallels between the two that are pretty distinct.
In what ways do you think he's influenced you as an artist?
Just in his vulnerability, you know? I definitely feel like he says really intense things and he doesn't overdo it vocally, which is something that I really admire because I find myself getting like lost in the words and then I kind of feel like I deliver it a little too hard and then I always like cringe when I listen back and I'm like, ugh, like why couldn't I just hold back a little bit? You know, like he has this very sweet, beautiful vulnerability in his voice where he just kind of like controls it, you know, and I really wish I could do that more. But I think in his chord progressions that he uses, they're so complex and interesting. And I always try to do something similar, but I don't know anything about guitar theory, so it leaves me wanting a little bit. Also lyrically, I mean, his lyrics, they do this thing that's really cool, because it's, there's like an imperfectness to the way that they fit in between the chords in this way that's really conversational, which I try to do sometimes, but I have a hard time not like fitting everything, measuring everything, you know, and like making it fit really perfectly. He like keeps things, he makes it a little less succinct, and he kind of like hangs words at the end of phrases, musical phrases, in a way that I think is like really human and very cool. And I appreciate that, and I've tried to do that.
You mentioned obviously that you first got into his music through Roman Candle. Where did it go from there?
Years later, a friend, this is bad, but this was in like the Napster Morpheus days, you know, I'm a little older. A friend burned me XO, and I just was a nut. Like, I was obsessed with it. So that was like my first real introduction to one of his records. And that one I'd say is my favorite, just because that was like kind of the genesis of it for me, other than Roman Candle, which is kind of like an anomaly. Yeah, so I was like probably 23-ish when I like really dove into him.
Make it feel this pretty bird.
And I know you're also a big fan of the song Bottle Up and Explode, which is on EXO.
Yeah, because when I was teaching myself how to play the guitar, that was one of the songs that I taught myself first. And that song was really difficult for me to figure out. And I was just like so proud of myself that I figured out that intro guitar part. And that song's just so beautiful. It's just beautiful. And it has a lot of the same themes, I'd say, as Roman Candle.
And another Elliot song that I think is close to your heart is Angel in the Snow, which you covered a few years ago for the AV Club. Why did you pick that one for that session?
I just love that song. I mean, I was trying in my brain, because they were like, play a Christmas song or like a winter song. And then in my brain, I was just like trying to think of any song that I really associate with the feeling of being outside in December. And that song, I don't know, it just sounds and feels like making a snow angel, you know, because that's like what it's about. But yeah, I just was like, oh, hell yeah, this is such a beautiful song. I definitely want to try to do it some sort of justice. And I was really afraid to cover any of his songs in the light of day. You know, I used to sit in my basement and just like learn his songs, you know, when I first started getting like super into him. And I would never play them, like I would never do an Elliott Smith cover at a show, you know, because like that's just scary, because, you know, you can't do it better. And I didn't want to do it different. So that was definitely a challenge, but I feel like nobody said anything mean, which is good. That's pretty much the aim for anything that I do. I'm like, nobody make fun of me, please.
And you're good friends with Kevin Devine, one of our former guests on this podcast. Did the two of you bond over Elliott Smith?
Yeah, totally. And like, he's covered Elliott Smith songs. I forget what songs he does, but he's done a few. I've seen him at shows, and he does a great job, and he can capture it, and it's really beautiful. And you can hear a lot of Elliott Smith in Kevin's writing and his singing, sometimes in his recording, like he doubles vocals and stuff. And I don't know. Yeah, he definitely can channel him, I think, in this really like brilliant and beautiful way. And I think he is very much touched by his music. And when we were on tour in the UK, we were like, I forget what song it was. I really wish I could remember. I should have called him before this, but we were trying to do a cover, or we were just kind of like messing around in the green room. And I think I chickened out because I am terrible at remembering people's lyrics, and forgetting lyrics of someone whose music is so sacred is kind of like so embarrassing, you know, when you're singing it live. Like Patti Smith you know, at the Bob Dylan Nobel Prize ceremony. It's just like, fuck, you know, like even if you know the song inside and out, it's like, God damn it. It's a terrible feeling. So I think that's why we didn't do it. You can blame me. Like right before we did this, I kind of, during long drives, I was just putting on different records, just reacquainting or just like kind of reinvigorating my appreciation for him. And you hear different things in every moment, you know, on every song, on every record that are just so inspiring. And they come from this kind of like otherworldly place, you know, where it was just so natural to him. He was just so gifted. And so, yeah, I'm endlessly inspired by him in many different ways. So hopefully he'll continue to make me push myself to be a better musician.
Thank you very much to Laura for being our guest on the podcast. And if you want to check out the things we spoke about in the interview, mainly her Angel in the Snow cover or the song that she says is similar to Roman Candle, you can find links to them in the episode description. Now, I'm very pleased to say that our next guest on the podcast will be Slim Moon, the founder of Kill Rock Stars. That was the label that put out both Elliot's self-titled album and Either Or, and Slim has got some great stories to tell. And that episode will be with you on Thursday, the 12th of September, a week later than we'd normally schedule, because I'm away on holiday the week before. But if you're missing Elliot-related podcast content in the meantime, then do have a listen to the podcast Saddest Night Out, which is all one word. Roy, who produces that show, has not one but two Elliot Smith-themed episodes, recorded just before our 50th birthday tribute show in London. You can find it in all the usual podcast places. And that's pretty much it for this episode. Thanks again to Laura Stevenson for being a great guest. Thank you to Elizabeth Wood Stanley for producing this show with me. And thank you very much for listening to it. We'll see you again soon.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.